When Jesus Enrique Rodriguez Mendoza turned himself in to immigration officials, he figured he'd be detained, but assumed it would be for a short time. Instead, he spent nearly 2 years in an El Paso detention facility.
You feel like you're being punished, and it's a horrendous feeling.
Rodriguez says that's not what he expected after fleeing political persecution in Venezuela. The detention center, a sprawling facility near the airport, did have a law library. He spent a lot of time there to sharpen his legal knowledge and prepare for court. It also took his mind off his medical situation. Rodriguez is HIV positive and says it took months to receive the right medication. His health deteriorated.
I really thought that we'd die inside the detention. For me, dying was a possibility, and quite honestly, the decision is, should I die here in the U.S., or should I go and die in Venezuela on the hands of the regime?
His bookish habits caught the eyes of other detainees. Rodriguez says some approached him, asking for legal advice on their asylum cases. He realized for many, getting a lawyer was out of reach.
They would call to numbers, and there was lines and lines of people waiting for representation, so there is nowhere to turn. Regardless of how well qualified the asylum cases were, they were not able to get the right legal representation because the organizations there were completely overwhelmed.
Nonprofits like ours, we certainly do the best that we can, but the need is very great.
Linda Corchado is director of legal services at Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center in El Paso.
We don't have enough people on the ground hitting the streets and really helping as many people as they can.
This is a big issue. Beyond a few dedicated nonprofits like Corchado's, there aren't many free or low-cost legal services in the region. No huge law firms with pro bono programs. There's no law school in El Paso. The closest is hours away from the border in Albuquerque. Even for the lawyers who are on the ground, visiting detained clients can be hard. Allegra Love is an immigration attorney based in Santa Fe. To get to the nearest detention center,
I have to drive 2 hours. It's 150 miles to get out there. And so if I'm going to visit a client, we're talking about a 4-hour round trip to do any sort of detention visitation.
Many nonprofit attorneys can't justify the long trips. Private attorneys charge for travel time. It's not just the El Paso sector. A study from the University of Pennsylvania Law Review found detainees in urban areas were at least 4 times more likely to have lawyers than detainees in rural areas.
Even in places where there are legal service providers, you see people having no access to counsel because counsel is having difficulties getting into a detention center.
Estrella Cedillo is an immigration attorney in El Paso.
And then on top of that, you add the fact that sometimes people get transferred between detention centers and you don't know why or when or how they're getting transferred. And then that person has to start over again.
And all this makes a serious difference. Asylum seekers with lawyers are 5 times more likely to win their cases, according to the TRAC research project at Syracuse University. For Jesus Enrique Rodriguez Mendoza, the asylum seeker from Venezuela, spending time in a detention facility brought these disparities into sharp relief.
I feel lucky to have that choice to contact private lawyers. But what about those that don't have the resources that I have? Would they be less qualified for asylum than me?
Lawyers here think that's a deep injustice, and one they're working to solve. More on that later. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.